The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. Before settling down for good in Eureka, my wife and I quit our jobs and took an extended road trip, visiting relatives across the United States. We witnessed in real time the demise of the small farmers in the Midwest after the Secretary of Agriculture, Earl Butz, told family farmers to get big or get out. Some of the farm families we visited were ahead of the curve and became quite large and profitable, but most went under. Now, 50 years later, we are on the cusp of another disruption to agriculture, the deepest and fastest disruption in food and agricultural production since the first domestication of plants and animals. That revolution took 10,000 years, allowing us to master macroorganisms and brought us to the mega farms of today. The second revolution in agriculture is allowing us to master microorganisms and is well underway. And I'm not talking about the expanding plant-based meat industry. Yuck. Rapid advances in molecular biology have allowed us to make huge strides in precision fermentation, a process that allows us to program microorganisms to produce almost any complex organic molecule needed to produce the proteins necessary to build our foods. The new model in which individual molecules engineered by scientists are uploaded to databases, in essence, molecular cookbooks, so food engineers anywhere in the world can use them to design products in the same way that software developers design apps. This food as software model ensures constant iteration so that products improve rapidly, with each version superior and cheaper than the last, just like your phone apps. These modern foods have already started disrupting the ground meat market and will accelerate exponentially, playing out in a number of ways. In some markets, only a small percentage of the ingredients need to be replaced for an entire product to be disrupted. The whole of the cow milk industry, for example, will start to collapse once modern food technologies have replaced the proteins in a bottle of milk, just 3.3% of its content. This is not one disruption, but many in parallel, with each overlapping, reinforcing, and accelerating one another. Product after product that we extract from the cow will be replaced by cheaper, modern alternatives, triggering decreasing prices and demand, reversing economies of scale for the industrial dairy farming industry. In other words, the big industrial farms are going to suffer big time. But my concern is, can the little guys, especially in Humboldt County, find an artisanal market and survive and flourish in this fast-moving world? We all need to look at the world from as many views as possible, economic, environmental, and political, being aware that we humans are incredibly innovative and resilient, but also often very short-sighted. From my perspective, this third decade of the 21st century is going to be a wild ride. So take a deep breath and buckle up. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.